Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, we got a big show lined up tonight, so why don't we get to it? Let's do the carry out. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news, so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories, a day after the healthcare vote, and you are either getting your news from copy and paste Facebook statuses or from vagina memes. There are a lot of them. It's kind of weird. What remains to be seen is how this bill is going to play out. How's it going to play out in the Senate, where many senators have been mum or even critical of what the House put together? Trump, on the other hand, says the bill will pass the Senate with no problem because it's great and he's great and great, rich, great, win, right? That's about it. I still haven't got a clear answer from lawmakers or the news about what's actually in this bill and how this bill helps the American people. Lower premiums? That sounds like a guess. Better options? Yeah, for higher premiums. And do insurance companies really get the power back to mess with you willy-nilly? Really? Still a lot to unpack here. One thing's for certain, though. The picture of President Trump at the White House yesterday with Republican congressmen behind him kind of says it all. Did you see one woman? One person of color? A young person? Anyone who maybe just had a tan? Just back from vacation? No? Nope, it was hardcore old white dudes. And they looked like they were celebrating a bank merger. Or pledging to a Yale fraternity that paddles. Or waiting for their wife to bring them a sandwich. They just all had that look, right? You see where I'm going? It was a look. Yesterday, former NSA Director Susan Rice declined to testify before a Senate Intelligence Committee. Today, former Trump advisor, maybe, Carter Page declined. Well, declined is too formal of a word. I would say told them to kiss off. Yeah, I think that fits. He said if the Senate committee wanted to hear about his communications with Russia, they should ask President Barack Obama. Nah! It's a good one. I like that. Also, shut your mouth and testify. The idea that both sides of the aisle are refusing to cooperate tells me A, they got something to hide, or B, no one trusts this Senate committee. Either way, not ideal. Stephen Hawking, the brilliant physicist, predicted last year that we only had 1,000 years to get off this planet. Today, he revised this prediction and said we only have 100 years. 100 years to colonize if we want to survive as a species. So we better get moving. You know what? First, let me just finish this YouTube video. It's great. It's a monkey driving a car. It's so good. Yeah. Wait, what were we talking about again? A leak from Amazon is suggesting that the popular product Alexa is going to be coming out with a new version, one with a video screen. Wow, we are getting closer and closer to either the computer from War Games or Knight Rider. The only way to win is to not play the game. Joshua. That's what Amazon should do next. Start to customize the voices. If I tell it to do something, it should come back with like a Fat Albert voice, right? Oh, I'll pick C-3PO. Oh, yes, I'll turn on the light. Right? That has to be next, right? You can customize ringtones. You should be able to customize your Google Home. Starbucks is being sued over the unicorn Frappuccino. Another company says they stole the idea from them. Is there any way for us to sue both of those companies for even making the monstrosity? This is definitely going to be the product in 20 years ago going, yeah, I guess, you know, if we'd known the side effects then, you know it, right? In other news, unicorns cause cancer. It's going to happen. Lagunitas, the famous, famed indie beer that relocated from California to Chicago, is indie no more. Heineken announced they're buying the craft beer. What's it mean? Well, hopefully it means more gloriously weird European flash mob party commercials, right? You know what I mean? I think a Lagunitas, you know, party commercial with a guy with a hipster mustache that dances through a gold-plated party in some weird, I don't even know what Czechoslovakian, you know, dance hall. Would make me want to buy the IPA. Yeah. This weekend, farmers markets are back in Chicago, although the weather is giving new meaning to frozen vegetables. I, for one, have missed the farmers market. I am almost out of honey. Is it me or is there always just one too many honey tables at the farmers market? And lots of literature. It's always a lot of literature. I'm just looking for one tomato. Maybe a green one. Got a blue one? I'll take a blue one. In weather, no rain today, but cold. Like take the old winter coat out again, cold. Rummage through the pockets, find leftover receipts from February. Maybe one glove, the other one was lost. Maybe a can of beer. That actually happened to me one time. I put away a winter jacket, and then I took it back. out after fall, winter, and there was a can of Budweiser in the pocket. That's when you know you might have a problem. No. You know you have a problem when you drink that said can of beer after discovering it. No, it wasn't mine. I was holding it for a friend. In sports, former Bears quarterback Jay Cutler is signing on with Fox TV to be an analyst for their broadcast. I can't wait for Cutler to do the color commentary for a meaningless Bears-Browns game at Soldier Field in December. Jay, they needed that third down. What do you do here? Don't care. Cutler actually would be a great sideline reporter. He wouldn't have to change much since that's where he's been for the last 4 years. Every time you see Jay Cutler, he's in sweatpants with a little earbud. Perfect, right? Maybe he's got to put on a suit, but he gets to keep the earbud. The Cubs start a 3-game set with the Yankees. These series with the AL East teams seem to do better than most when it comes to hype, right? It's not like there's A-Rod or Derek Jeter anymore, but Starlin Castro's back, so that's pretty meh. He's having a great year in the Yankees pinstripe, though. But again, the Cubs had this one in the bag going into the ninth inning with a 2-run lead, and well, that's automatic. But for the first time since 2015, they blew a 2-run lead in the ninth, 152-0 up to today. And to make matters worse, the Yanks called on Aroldis Chapman to secure the win. Ooh, Chappy, Chapstick. We'll see you. We'll see you in July when you get traded back to us. The Sox are on the road against the Orioles tonight. They've played 3 games outside the AL Central, so it'll be interesting to see how they stack up against one of the best teams in baseball. Hopefully Manny Machado doesn't spike anybody. Just like that, the Orioles are the bad boys of baseball. I like it. I kind of like it, right? The Orioles. They'd be like the Ravens, you know? Baltimore's just a bunch of good thugs. Thugs that maybe go on trial for murder and then turn into NFL analysts. That's good, right? And for those that are like me and shut down after the Hawks got swept, don't look now, but a win by the Nashville Predators tonight in St. Louis, and they move on to the Western Conference Finals. Couldn't have happened to a crappier team. Gonna have to watch that dumb yellow jersey when the Stanley Cup playoffs switch over to the National Network, too. You're gonna see that yellow, and you'd be like, why'd you choose that yellow? Is that a yellow and blue? Oh, God. It's got yellow and blue. That's like Little League. All right, I digress. And finally tonight, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is in theaters this week, and the movie's just destined to win the box office just based on the fact that most of the other movie companies were just moved out of the way this weekend. Chris Pratt, a talking raccoon, and a baby tree? Nah, we'll open next week. I just can't wait to hear the 70s music they use this time around. And there better be some good Chicago bands, right? We want to hear Survivor, Ides of March, Cheap Trick. Heck, we'll even go with Enough's Enough if Quill starts getting into hair metal. Think about it, right? That's the carryout for May 5th, 2017. Hey, it's Cinco de Mayo, so tortilla chips with everything, because nothing says Mexican military victory like chips. All right, coming up, talk education policy. No Child Left Behind is behind us. So what's it mean for the state of Illinois? Brandon Wright's going to join us, talk about what he thinks. What direction we should be heading. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.